Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Duluth Art Institute Art Film Series continues at Cinema 2 this Saturday at 10 a.m. with a film about the life of painter Jackson Pollock, the film simply titled Pollock. Joining us to talk about the film Pollock is the host of the post-screening discussion.
My name's Nathan Carroll, and I teach film studies in the Department of Communication, Theater, and Art at the College of St. Scholastica. I did my MA in aesthetics, and then when I started my PhD at Indiana University, I moved into cultural studies. I still wanted to keep the aesthetic background and philosophy, but apply it to my favorite artistic medium, and that took me all of 5 seconds to come up with film. So my PhD work ended up being about digital cultural archives and what's gained and what's lost, DVDs, how they revolutionized, how we encounter film history, and finally culturally remember it, even through things like packaging and DVD extras and so on. So digitalization, the future of film, I teach a variety of courses on great directors and world cinema and various genres and film topics that range everywhere from apocalypse cinema to Hollywood musicals, which is what I'm teaching now. But at base, I'm a film addict. I'm in love with movies. I collect movies and just really enjoy everything about the medium. And I think film at its best deals with the subconscious, you know, not unlike Jackson Pollock's artwork, actually, dealing with the subconscious, that it's about fears and desires, and there, it's not always politically correct at all, but it's kind of a public space, a public venue to work out personal crises, you know, which you go, it's such a weird ritual if you think about it. You're going to a public space, paying a lot of money to turn out the lights, face one way in a chair, get hopped up on sugar, and sit next to total strangers in more or less silence for a few hours. But I think it's really good at hitting emotional truths that universally connect with people. And if I think of the movie Pollock, I'm thinking of the artistic process, the creative process. And I feel like that's something a lot of people in the audience can identify with. We may not find out too much about the man himself, but we find out a lot about what Pollock's artistic process meant, at the very least, to the director, Ed Harris.
And that's just a great turning point. How fun is it that the art film series, it's like you'll be leading the discussion after Pollock?
When you're talking about, you know, how an audience connects with a work of art, I like it when the subject goes beyond intent. I think Pollock's work invites that. You know, it invites subjective interpretation. There's nothing resembling, most of the time, figural work, you know, in his drip paintings and so on. And so you're definitely being asked to identify subjectively and get away from this idea of intent. I mean, when I see a Pollock painting and I've seen a few in person, I mean, it's almost as if he's breaking the fourth wall and directly addressing you. Subconscious to subconscious, rather than an extra medium in between.
The Saturday audience for Pollock are in for a delightful conversation.
Well, I hope so. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, I think there's a lot of good conversation to be had. Really looking forward to the event. Yeah, this is really enjoyable for me.
The Duluth Art Institute Film Series plays Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at Cinema 2 in Duluth. This week, it's Pollock. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.